There's an old cliche that says if something is not hard to do, it's as easy as pie. I guess that means as easy as eating a pie and not baking one. But when it comes to mining for metals, what folks found here had to be as easy as pie, for it was just laying on top of the ground. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Carl Larson is a ranger at Keweenaw National Historical Park. It's located in a place that takes some time to reach.
A lot of people aren't familiar with the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, but I would say that a lot of people are familiar with Lake Superior, being the largest freshwater lake by surface area in the world.
The Keweenaw Peninsula juts upward from Michigan's Upper Peninsula into that large lake. A rift underneath the surface thousands of years ago produced unique geology here.
Lava was just spewing out of that. And these lava layers eventually got upturned because of faulting, and later they became charged with all kinds of different minerals, including native metallic copper. And so this is a kind of a rarity in the world.
And that fact makes this place a real rarity.
Normally when we talk about copper mines, we're talking about copper sulfide, or copper oxide, copper carbonate. So copper mixed with other minerals. But here, for some reason, the copper didn't get combined with other elements, and it was just metal.
Native Americans were the first to discover the pure copper here.
Going back at least 7,000 years, these Native American miners that found these things after the glaciers had left, this copper just laying on the ground.
Copper mining would become the lure to draw thousands of workers and families to this part of the UP of Michigan. You can still find much of that history here today, and our story continues next time as we travel the countryside in Calumet, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCrae.